Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, with a powerful, powerful segment and a powerful guest for you today. There is no doubt that we are living in the last days, quickly approaching apocalyptic times. We can see the rise of evil all over the world. Children are being mutilated under the guise of healthcare. People are being injected with poison shots. Just yesterday, I saw an article that Alberta is now updating their guidelines to inject babies, every 6 months. They want this poison inside of children. I'm sure you all saw the stabbing of a wonderful man in Sydney this week, Bishop Marmari. Christian persecution is on the rise worldwide, and we are quickly approaching World War III. People want to know the truth and know what is coming. And while we can all anticipate the steps of the globalists, and many do a fantastic job at analyzing what is coming next, there are great people who have gone before us, great men of God, who told us well in advance. I want to show you briefly a prophecy from a Greek Orthodox saint. His name is Saint Paisio. If the team have that link ready to bring it up on the screen. If not, I'm just going to read it for you. This prophecy was given in the early 90s from Saint Paisio, a great Orthodox saint, a modern day saint, who said, "Now a vaccine has been developed to combat a new disease, which will be obligatory, and those taking it will be marked. Later on, anyone who is not marked with the number 666 will not be able to either buy or sell, to get a loan, to get a job, and so forth. My thinking tells me that this is the system through which the Antichrist has chosen to take over the whole world, and people who are not part of this system won't be able to find work, and so on. Whether black, white, or red, in other words, everyone, he will take over through an economic system that controls the global economy, and only those who have accepted the seal, the mark of the number 666, will be able to participate in business dealings." Ladies and gentlemen, this is a prophecy from the early 90s from this saint, who was a man of God, warning us about a vaccine that would lead to a digital economy where you would not be able to buy or sell without your compliance. Now, I know that we have those warnings in the Bible, but this specifically links to a vaccine. So these Orthodox saints and prophets over the years, and this is something that I've personally been studying myself in recent times a lot more, have been extremely accurate when it comes to world events, and specifically events surrounding World War III. Today we have Father Peter Hears from Orthodox Ethos joining us today. He's an amazing teacher who you can find on YouTube. You can find at orthodoxethos.com, also on X at Orthodox Ethos. And I personally have been incredibly, incredibly blessed by Father Peter's teaching. He joins us now. Father Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Maria. Nice to be with you. A joy.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see you again. Since our last interview, I've been looking forward to our next conversation. I'm grateful and very honored to be able to introduce you to the InfoWars audience for those who aren't familiar with your work. I really want to start. We have some videos that we want to play for the audience here today, but I would really love to start with you. If you can just give everyone an overview of what is a prophet, because many false prophets will come. Many will come even saying, "I'm the Christ." If we can define what a prophet actually is, and then we want to play this video about some of the very accurate Orthodox prophecies that have come over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Saint Paisios, who you mentioned, is one of the last in the long line for 2,000 years, or really even before Christ. Obviously, we have the Old Testament prophets from the beginning. Even in the garden, there's a prophecy of the defeat of the serpent. And of course, we have the revelation of Saint John the Theologian. And we have many prophets throughout the history of the church. And the key to understanding who is a true prophet and not a false, because there are few true and many false in every generation, is the life and the confession of faith. The holy ones, the friends of God, the eyewitnesses of his divinity, the ones who have been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the ones who are pure and holy and see God. These are the criteria which have come down to us, and they follow all those who've come before them. And there are many prophets throughout the church's history, from, of course, Pentecost. All the apostles were prophets, and all those who follow in their life and their teachings are following in the prophetic and having the prophetic gift in one way or another. The prophetic gift is not just to say the future, but it's to speak the truth to this generation, and it's to see the things in both the visible and the invisible world through this relationship with God. We have a great prophet, for instance, Saint Andrew the Fool for Christ, who lived in the 5th century, unknown to most people. And he spoke already then about a blonde race, referring most likely, as interpreters believe, to the Russians, who will come back down and defeat, as many expect, the Hagarenes or the Turks and liberate Constantinople, which is, of course, a major concern for all the people in the East, the Orthodox in the East. We have to remember, though, that prophecies are not given always to be fulfilled. Sometimes they're given for repentance. We read in the Gospels, the Old Testament with Jonah, who the whole point of the prophecy was to bring repentance, and also to be watchful and vigilant and to be saved from deceit. So the goal of the Lord always is to bring about repentance, to bring about return. And when that doesn't happen, then we have the fulfillment of the prophecy. And if you'll see in this video that we're going to show, that there have been many prophecies that are unknown to us that have already been fulfilled, and many more that will be fulfilled very likely shortly. As one of the contemporary interpreters of many of the prophecies in the Orthodox Church says, the prophecies have now become the headlines, and we're on the verge of the fulfillment of many.
Absolutely. Well, we want to play that video, team, if you can cue up the prophecy video from the timestamps that I gave, because as we approach World War III, and we are very, very quickly approaching World War III, it is very worthwhile for people to pay attention to the Orthodox prophets, because they've gotten it right so many times. And so the incredible accuracy in this video, you're going to see some of the already fulfilled prophecies and those that are yet to come concerning war specifically. Let's take a look at that clip.
Anonymous prophecy, unknown to many, found in the library archives of the Holy Monastery of Kudlomusiu on Mount Athos. And it gives several fulfilled prophecies and still others that are unfulfilled. Among the fulfilled, it writes of a great European war, the defeat of Germans, and the catastrophe of Russia for Russia and Austria, the result of World War I, the defeat of the Turks by the Greeks, but then the reinforcement of Turks by the Western nations, the defeat of the Greeks by the Hagars in 1923. The support of the West, slaughter of Orthodox peoples in Smyrna and Khost, the new European war, World War II, defeat of the French by the Germans in 1940, the revolt in India and the end of the British Empire, all fulfilled. And there are many unfulfilled, among which are the following: victory of the Orthodox peoples and general defeat of the Turks by the Orthodox Christians, possibly Russia coming down and taking over Constantinople, as prophesied elsewhere. The world being in anxiety and there being general despair on the earth, possibly from the decision to use nuclear warfare. The battle of 7 states in Constantinople, slaughter for 3 days and nights, victory of the largest state over 6 states, but then an alliance of the 6 states over the 7th, slaughter again. And in this case, so much blood will flow in Constantinople, according to St. Cosmas at the Los, that a 3.5-year-old calf will float in it. And then cessation of the war by an angel and delivery of the city to the Orthodox Romi. The interpreter of these and other prophecies and adding to them is the great St. Cosmas at the Los, a monk of Mount Athos, great missionary during the Ottoman period, whose prophecies made 100 or more years before the advent of technology speak of the coming amazing technology that came to the world. And he says, you will see in the field a carriage without horses running faster than a rabbit. A time will come when the earth will be girded by a thread, probably referring to electrical power or the internet. A time will come when people will speak from one distant place to another as though they were in adjoining rooms, the telephone or the IP webcams. And you will see men flying in the sky like starlings and throwing fire on the earth, as we see today before us.
So that is just a picture, a glimpse of all of the fulfilled prophecies and those that are yet to come. And so, Father, here's, I guess, in the context of some of the threats that we are facing today in terms of what's happening in the Middle East, we have, sadly, some evangelical leaders in the United States, Pastor John Hagee calling for war with Iran, basically. It's incredibly disturbing to see Christians speaking in this manner. And so I'd really love to hear from you in the context of what's happening today. What can we expect?
Well, there are many more prophecies that have been uttered by this anonymous prophet and also St. Cosmas de Dolores and St. Paisios and others who are still, or just recently reposed or still living, actually. So one of the things that the signs of the coming war will be when they will see 1,000 great fleet in the White Sea or around Constantinople, and that will be the beginning of the great war that was mentioned earlier. And there's prophesied, and this has been repeated by St. Paisios of the Holy Mountain, that 1/3 will be killed, 1/3 will be baptized, and 1/3 will go into the depths of Turkey when this massive world war is triggered. And there's a prophecy recently commemorated and by Metropolitan Neophytos, which says that one day, this was uttered years ago, 20 years ago, by an ascetic in Crete, Theodore, an ascetic in Crete. He says, one day you'll be sipping coffee. You will hear the news that the Israelis have hit the nuclear program of Persia. That will be when the major worldwide events will start. At the same time, another sign, either shortly before or after, Erdogan, the head of Turkey, will fall. And this will be the sign of the great events that were mentioned in these prophecies. There's also a great elder of Marathos, Basil of Kapsukalivia, who talks about there being a civil war breaking out in America. Also that America during this great war will suffer greatly on its coasts. There will be great destruction on the coasts of America. And that all of these events and others are going to come about because of the utter unrepentance, not just the sin of mankind today. And one great elderist that just reposed a few years ago says that the following: the people who provoked this war, those who have led humanity by way of mass abortions, unnatural acts, that within and without of outside of marriage, Satanism and the occult, the witchcraft, and all of that which is spread through the internet, that such souls are no longer there. You cannot find souls that are not corrupted. She says these are leading humanity into this war. And the worst is that we sin and we follow the lead, but that we do not repent. We refuse to repent. And so we rather, she says, are proud of our sin and we parade about and do what we and teach about it. All of these signs that are given by these contemporary saints are given for repentance. But unfortunately, it's said in many places that there is no repentance today. And that's why the war is coming. And indeed, there's an appearance of a great saint to a contemporary elder, Yaakovos, Saint Yaakovos. And he begged, why must this take place? And he said, there's no other way to save humanity because humanity is quickly going wholesale into sin. And so, in fact, even with a massive war that seems to be imminent, it is always the desire of God for our repentance and our return and our communion with him. It should be noted that the prophecies talk about these wars that are coming. There'd be two periods of wars. Very clearly, both St. Cosmas and St. Paisios talk about 6 months of war between most likely Russia and the NATO states, a break or stop in war for 6 months, a stalemate, and Russia not going back from its gains, and then the massive World War III, which will bring about the massive loss of some speculate 200 million lives during this massive conflict. All of this has been prophesied and much more, with much detail, by the contemporary saints of the Orthodox Church. St. Paisios, we could go on for a whole show talking about what he said about what's coming. He said, for instance, in the early 1980s, that the Soviet Union would fall apart when nobody thought the Soviet Union would fall apart. And he said at the same time, and so will Turkey. Turkey will be split into three pieces, and some will be given to the Kurds, some to the Armenians, and then the rest to the Greeks. And so this is all connected with what we're seeing going on in the Middle East right now. That's the trigger. It'll spread. It'll connect Russia with the Middle East, and the place of the mass conflict will be in the midst of these two, which is Turkey.
I actually wanted to talk about.
We could go on with many other prophecies, but I don't want to get too distracted from the.
Of course,
the things
absolutely.
That are,
Of course, I want to bring up the other clip that I've sent the team. Team, if you can play that on a lower volume so that I can actually read out the translation for the radio listeners, because it's very, very important for people to understand who is the real enemy. The media is lying about who the real enemy is. And really, our enemy is not our fellow man. It is those who are orchestrating these things. So let's cue up that video. Oh, okay. The team are telling me they don't have it. I sent it through last night. I might send it back over again over the break. That's okay. All right. Well, before we go into that particular topic, could you talk a bit about the significance of Turkey and what do you think in light of the prophecies? How will Turkey's involvement happen here?
Well, the key sign of the disintegration of Turkey will be the end of Erdogan, according to the prophecies, and the new leadership will be inclined toward the West, and they will do the bidding of the West. And one of that, the key thing that will happen was they will close the straits and not allow the Russian military to pass to go to the Middle East, where a lot of their interests will be at stake. And that will happen during a short war between Turkey and Greece, because that's a prerequisite for the straits to be shut. There must be a war fair state going on. Otherwise, they're not justified by international law. So the prophecies are that Turkey will strike Greece over the disputed 6 miles between the two countries. And they have long had this dispute, well-known dispute going back decades and decades. And they will get the nod for this because ultimately it will be in the best interest of NATO to shut the straits and keep Russia out from the Middle East. And so this is all very much, whereas 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it would be hard to see these things as possibly materializing, even though the prophecies go back many, many decades. St. Pius was reposed 30 years ago, and he was saying these things. Now you can see them literally in front of us. Erdogan's party has largely lost power in the last elections. He has said he's going to step down, and now we're on the verge of possibly the attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, which is also said as a sign to provoke the larger war. So Turkey's, according to the prophecies, at the center of all the development going forward.
Well, I think that's important because it's not even on anyone's radar yet. Most people are focusing on Russia, Ukraine, what's happening with NATO, the Middle East as well, Israel, and the horrors happening in Gaza. And so, you know, the other players, I guess, that are going to be involved certainly aren't on anyone's radar. Father Peter, what have the prophecies said about the Israel region?
Well, it says that there will be, there's actually a prophecy that says that they will level Palestine, which I think one could say is happening right now with Gaza, and the tomb will be the Dead Sea. What exactly that means is hard to see. Many times we have to realize that prophecies are interpreted as they're happening. It's difficult to interpret the prophecies beforehand. There's a lot of speculation. But as events come and signs are given, and there are signs always given, and they're always given again for our repentance. But the signs come, people are hardened in their sin. They don't want to listen. They don't believe. They don't have fear of God, and they continue on. So this, the sign for Israel will be that it will be the epicenter of much of this war. Russia will, according to the prophecies, be victorious. They will defeat Turkey with massive losses to Turkey, and they will continue all the way down to the boundaries of Israel. And that will be the end of the first stage of the war. The second 6 months will be a stalemate, and the Western powers telling Russia to retreat and go back, and Russia refusing. And then that will be the beginning of the massive war, which hundreds of millions of people are expected, according to the prophecies, to perish. It is also prophesied by a great elder in America, Elder Ephraim, who just proposed on the eve of the COVID insanity. He had many things to say. He said that within a few years after my repose, the great events that have been prophesied will come about, that the United States, among other countries, will pay the price of many, many years of sin that will come back to they will pay the price for many years of sin. And as we said earlier, there's many prophecies about America. One of the things that was said by Saint Basil of Kapsuka, or Elder Basil of Kapsukaliva, who reposed just about 15 years ago, America will be broken into pieces, according to his prophecy. And another saint, a Russian saint, almost 100 years ago said, America, which fed the entire world, will come unto starvation. And that was said almost over 100 years ago. In interpreting some of these prophecies, the great contemporary interpreter of these, Metropolitan Neophytos of Morpho, who I think the video you're going to play is showing him talking in a recent interview with a Russian news agency. He interprets this happening during the great conflict between Russia and America, which is coming. And indeed, he says that there will be massive tsunamis that will hit the coasts of America, or maybe an earthquake, other people believe, on the West Coast. Again, all these things seem outrageous to some of us, or to many of us, it would be hard to believe with our rational intellect, obviously, but we have the proof in all of the prophecies that have already come to pass and been proven, as we mentioned earlier in the video. So these are men of God who do not speculate.
Father Peter, we have to go to break. You're absolutely right. These are men of God. It's not speculation. We have the proof that they've been accurate so many times in history. After the break, we're going to go back to that video and further commentary from Father Peter. Here's Don't Go Anywhere, OrthodoxEthos.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We are here with Father Peter Hirs from Orthodox Ethos. You can find his work at OrthodoxEthos.com. Also, I encourage everyone to subscribe to the Orthodox Ethos YouTube channel. I'm telling you guys, this channel has blessed me more than words can describe. And Father Peter Hirs' teachings have been amazing. I've been recommending the channel to many, many people, and they've all agreed, wow, this is next level teaching. I really doesn't compare to much these days at all. You can also follow Orthodox Ethos on X. Before the break, we spoke about a video that we wanted to play. If the team can cue that up right now, I'm going to translate it for you for the radio listeners who can't see the words up on screen. That will be terribly destructive and in the end lead to world war. This started, as we said, in Syria, Ukraine, and Israel. After the Jews strike against Iran's nuclear program, then both China and Russia will be forced to react. The prophecies of the saints say this, and note, not only the Greek saints, the Russian, Romanian, Serbian saints say this. They all say that countries will use nuclear weapons. Do you know what the amazing thing is? Putin and China don't want that. The New World Order wants it very, very much. Hey, they push them to do this. Putin and China are pressured to do it. So that is a fascinating video. Father Peter Hears is here with us. Could you please tell us a little bit more about who that man was, Father Peter, and and a little bit more about that prophecy?
So that is Metropolitan Neophytos of Morphou. He is a disciple and a close confidant of several contemporary Orthodox saints, Saint Paisios, Saint Porphyrios, Saint Iakovos, Saint Evmenios. And he's labored all for the last 20 years to collect all of the prophecies that came down to us from these saints and others throughout history. And he is constantly teaching and telling the world what the Orthodox saints have to say about the events that are coming. And he's extremely beloved by the whole Orthodox Church today. His videos are translated in many, many languages all around the world. He's interviewed, as you saw there, by many people throughout the Orthodox world. Russian agencies, news agencies have come down many times to interview him. He's very bold. He stood against all of the COVID insanity. He stands against all of the compromises with the West and the New World Order. He's constantly speaking about the New World Order. He's a very rare an important figure in the Orthodox Church. Everyone should go and watch his videos, find his videos on YouTube, watch what he has to say. And he is, the most authentic, one of the most authentic voices in the Orthodox Church today. Isn't getting any more authentic from a spiritual standpoint.
Could you please give his name for everyone again? It may be a little bit difficult for some to spell.
Yes, Metropolitan is the term of bishop. In other words, Bishop Neophytos. And usually it's spelled Neophytos, and he's in Morphou of Cyprus. So he's in the Church of Cyprus. He's in on the border there with the where the Cyprus was divided into two during the Turkish invasion, and he's very well accessible, even in English. Many things translated in YouTube videos. This is just a very small snippet of many interviews and talks that he's given that are filled with wisdom, insight into what's happening right now and what's coming. And he's been saying this for a decade or more. All of these things that we're now living, especially with developments in the Middle East, he's been talking about them for as long as I can remember.
A lot of people are under the impression that it'll sort of stay in the Middle East and it's not going to escalate to nuclear war, but that is sadly not what the prophets have taught us. But Father Peter, I want to ask you, the possibility still exists for repentance. So talk to us about the outcome versus if the world repents of their sin.
Well, there is a lot of good news, actually, for Metropolitan Neophytos and other great contemporary saints, because they do not see this as an imminent ascent to the last days, to the prophesied days in Revelation, to the Antichrist. In fact, what has been prophesied by these saints, Saint Porphyrios, Saint Paisios, Elder Ephrem of America, and Metropolitan Neophytos and others, is that, in fact, after this terrible war, there will be a restoration in many ways of the Christian witness, the Orthodox Church, and its witness in the world. There'll be peace for decades, and there'll be a total renaissance and resurgence of the Christian message and Christian teaching, the Orthodox Christian mission throughout the world. But it will pass through these days of horror because, again, of the total unrepentance of the Western world mainly, but the entire world. Because now, really, it is a one-world civilization, raised and on the dregs of Christian teaching, but distorted in so many ways. So there is good news, and there is the light. The light is never absent from the world. It's just with the saints that are existing, and they've always been few. The prophets were killed by the Jews themselves, and the martyrs. Throughout church history, the path of the truth in the world is one of persecution. And many times there's few voices left that speak the truth. And yet the truth is a majority, even in the midst of a total apparent rout of the enemy of salvation. So that's the good news. But we do have this immediate path in front of us. And the most important thing is to prepare. And how do we prepare? Through repentance, which means return to God, which means coming back to his commandments and his teachings and his way of according to his saints throughout the ages. And it requires we do more than just sit at our keyboard and critique the world. It means that we ourselves have to change. And that's it's hard for a lot of people today. We're very, very spoiled and raised on egotism and laziness. And so the spiritual message of repentance comes to a hardened hearts of many, but there is no other path. This is the path to salvation personally and to restoration of a Christian society, civilization, insofar as that's still possible in the world. But there is good news, and that's goes along with everything he's saying. Many people think we're before the rise of Antichrist, and you can feel the spirit of Antichrist in the world. It's everywhere. But Saint Paisios famously said that there will be an intervention of God in history, and many people will think it's the second coming, but it will in fact be an intervention for the sake of his creation, and to give them one last opportunity to repent, and many people to hear the gospel across the world. It has not been preached at the four corners of the world, according to the saints, and there's still work to be done. And so the task is very clear for those who seek the truth, and that is to repent personally and to speak, to seek out the holy ones, and then to speak the truth to our generation, which is what people like Metropolitan Neophytos are doing. They're doing amazing work, and we're translating everything we can, including his books and his writings into English for people to learn more.
We'll bring up at the end of the next segment, we're going to bring up the Uncut Mountain Press website, show people where they can get some of those books. So we'll do that in the next segment. But I really want to talk with you, Father Peter, about the events in Israel at the moment. We're getting word that Israel is getting ready to sacrifice a red heifer. They believe that this is going to purify the world of sin. Of course, this is a grave heresy, a grave error, because Jesus has already purified the world from sin. There is no further sacrifice needed. But of course, they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They think that this is going to help usher in their Messiah. And then we have a lot of people who have a misunderstanding of biblical prophecy, and they think that somehow this is required for the return of Jesus, that we require a third temple to be built and a cow to be sacrificed and, in order for Jesus to return, and they're pushing it along. So after the break, we want to talk about that and the truth about Jesus's return. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is our last segment with Father Peter Keyes here today. I'm sure we'll have him on again, but right before the break, I asked him about the current events in Israel, the fact that we're getting word that there's plans to sacrifice a red heifer, that this is the Jews believe this is going to purify the world of our sin. Of course, Jesus has already purified the world of our sin, and we need believe in him and his sacrifice in order to be with the Father. That is the only way to the Father. And of course, loving the Jewish people is telling them this. If we want to see the world come to salvation, we need to share the message of Jesus, the truth about the Messiah who already came, died, and was raised on the third day, and we will be with the Lord forever if we believe and live the life according to what he has prescribed. But there are people, Father Peter, particularly in the evangelical circles, who think that it's somehow a requirement for Jesus to return, that this is going to spur his return, this sacrifice of this cow in Israel, this building of the temple, the altar, and that these are good signs. Could you speak to that, please?
Well, there's a number of ways we could talk about this and examine it. First, before we even get into the topic, the essence of their case, the idea that we would do evil, do bad things, support things that are not true in order for something good to come about is clearly rejected in Holy Scripture and by the Apostle Paul. And there is also a patristic axiom that's given to us for 2,000 years by the Church Fathers, which says you can't do a good thing in a bad way. And so before you even examine whether they're right that we need to somehow help Israel rebuild the temple so that the Antichrist can come and rule from Jerusalem in the temple, which is prophesied. That is true. There's prophecies, and it's clear that that's expected to happen in the days of Antichrist. The idea that we would help that as Christians is delusional, to say the least, and it's not going to be blessed by God, and it's not at all how the church fathers would ever approach, or the saints would ever approach this. I couldn't imagine the Apostle Peter, who spoke truth to the Pharisees of his day and was thrown in prison, then supporting the Pharisees in bringing back the false Messiah. It's just unbelievable that there are Christians who are teaching this and pushing this. Clearly a innovation and departure from the inheritance of the church for 2,000 years. This whole theology, dispensationalism, the idea of the rapture, all of this is very recent in church history. We're talking 150 years, has no relation to the previous 1,800 years of church teaching. And just on that alone, it should be rejected out of hand, because the Apostle Paul and the teachers of the church passed down throughout the ages the experience and the teaching of that experience, from that experience, from age to age, generation to generation. If it's never been taught and it's been rejected, it certainly should not be followed today. So they are helping, of course, bring about catastrophe in the Middle East because of their delusional theology and their delusional spiritual approach to the whole topic, unfortunately.
Well, this is, to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, a sign of the great apostasy, the great falling away, a movement towards incorrect teaching, and in fact, helping the Antichrist along. I mean, this is, I've never seen something so bizarre in my life.
Well, I don't think they understand the nature of the Antichrist. I think they think very superficially and politically, and they think that they have more maybe authority and power and knowledge than the many, many holy men that have taught before them. And that's the problem. The pride goeth before the fall, and the ignorance and rejection of the entire inheritance of the apostolic teaching is what brings them into this delusion. So God forbid that Christians would support the ascent of Antichrist. But I think they fundamentally don't understand, and that's and you can't sit at this and read the scriptures without the experience of those who wrote the scriptures. That's what's common throughout the church's history, is that those who wrote it and those who interpreted it have the same experience. That is of the divine energy, the divine grace of God, what we call theoria, or the glorification of God. And without that experience, without the knowledge that comes from the light of God in that experience, then you're just walking at it like any other very mortal human being and trying to make sense of the mysteries of the scriptures, and you will fail miserably, as they have. And it's a part of the actual whole end times. Really, their delusion and their pushing this is a sign of the times that we are increasingly in the last days of apostasy.
Well, Father Peter, we've got about 5 minutes remaining here, so I'd really love for you to spend that time just talking to people about what we should be doing in these days, and the one true church, and what repentance actually is.
So all of the prophecies and all of the events are all geared toward our repentance, as we said, which means a return, which means we as Christians all around the world need to return to the inheritance of the apostolic tradition, which has been preserved and guarded within the Orthodox Church. That means repentance is not remorse. It's not a bad feeling. It's not simply an intellectual change. It's a change of orientation, a spiritual orientation, and it's a return to the truth, a return to God in practice. So that's what we should be about, and that means coming back on all the different ways that we've apostatized, especially in the West, from the true gospel which has been handed down to us. I mean, we are living through 1,000 years of apostasy. This is the fruit of 1,000 years of apostasy in the West. This is what we're facing. It's not overnight. It's not over the last 50 years. You can't turn it back and go to the 1950s and have an idyllic America. This goes very, very deep through many stages of apostasy, through many generations and centuries. And so we can't change the general direction of the entire trajectory of the West and the world today, but we can change our own allegiances and turn away from those things which are clearly innovations, clearly departures, clearly not given by God, all the various teachings which are like human ideas that are generated, but do not lead us to union with God. That's one general way to talk about it. But in particular, these prophecies are given for us to repent from the very grievous way of life that we've chosen: abortion, the sexual total perversity and distortion of marriage. These are the things, the occult, these are the things that the saints in particular are pointing to as being the cause for the coming world war and the destruction of so much in terms of human beings, most importantly, but also culture and history, historical monuments and all the rest will be utterly destroyed during this massive war that's coming in the Middle East. And so because of those gross sins, which, you know, if you want to analyze it just in one word, it's desacralization on many levels. It's blasphemy on many levels. It's taking the holiness of marriage and blaspheming and desacralizing from both in and before marriage, the destruction of purity in the youth. All of these things are abhorrent to God and have been for thousands of years. The turning away from the clear teachings in scriptures, the arrogance, all of this which we see, of course, being led as you know, this Galactia, this recent saint said, by the people who are pushing it. Of course, the metropolitan officers, it's the New World Order elite that is leading the way, but so many people are following as well. And so let's first and foremost back away from that which is provoking the wrath and the imminent destruction. Repent of that, begin to lead a life that's according to the gospel, and then turn toward Christ in his fullness and come back to the teachings that have been passed down in the Orthodox Church, which had never been corrupted. And it's apparent in the lives of these prophets, in these saints in our day, that this is the same gospel, the same power and authority for 2,000 years. That's one more witness and one more reason why God is allowing these prophecies to become known to people all around the world through our shows, but mainly through Metropolitan Theophilus and others, is precisely to witness to the truth for their salvation, not just to tell us, oh, this is coming, be aware, but all of it is meant to bring us all to repentance and return to the gospel, the unadulterated gospel.
God bless InfoWars, and God bless you, Father Peter, for bringing this to so many people watching today. We have hundreds of thousands of people, you know, just online alone. I want to really quickly bring up Uncut Mountain Press. Team, if you can bring that link up, that is uncutmountainpress.com. You can find a range of amazing books where you can get educated and support Orthodox Ethos as well. The YouTube channel is Orthodox Ethos. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe. Very, very helpful information. Father Hears, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.